To be positioned is to be ready to be noticed. There are some families in the Old Testament. They received good news. They received kingdom blessings. Why? Because they positioned themselves for good news. By living the kind of life that pleases God. We can mention a few of them. Abraham and
Sarah.
Manoah and his wife.
Those
were Samson's parents.
Daniel.
David.
Daffidi.
And many others.
Ati bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
They were people who were in the right place at the right time.
Wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn tẹ́ pé wọ́n wà ní ibi tí ó yẹ ní àkókò tí ó yẹ.
Because they were in the right place at the right time.
Torí pé wọ́n wà ní ibi tí ó yẹ ní àkókò
tí ó yẹ. They positioned themselves for the goodness of God.
Wọ́n wá fi ara wọn sí ipò fún ìbùkún ti Ọlọ́run.
They were also people who were in the right frame of mind.
Wọ́n wá jẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn tẹ́ pé ipò tí ọkàn wọn wà ó tọ́.
In other words, their mindset agree with the mind of God.
Èyí ó túmọ̀ sí pé èrò ọkàn wọn ó wà ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ti Ọlọ́run.
Let us examine some people who had positioned themselves for the blessings of God.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a wá yẹ àwọn kan tẹ́ pé wọ́n ti fi ara wọn sí ipò fún ìbùkún Ọlọ́run wò.
These people have to do with the birth of Jesus
Christ. Àwọn eléyìí wọ́n ní láti ṣe pẹ̀lú ìbí ti Jésù.
The first person we shall look at is Zacharias.
Ẹni tí a ó kọ́kọ́ wò náà ni Zachariah.
Open your Bible to Luke chapter 1.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ṣí Bíbélì wá sí ìwé Luke orí kìíní.
And let a father read verse 13.
Kí bàbá kọ́ bá ka
ẹsẹ̀ kẹta. Luke 1:13. Okay, thank you. Let a mother read 14. That was the message sent to Zacharias.
Iṣẹ́ tí a rán sí Zacharias ni.
Himself and his wife were old.
Òun àti aya rẹ̀ wọ́n ti dàgbà.
Very old.
Wọ́n ti darúgbó.
Beyond child bearing.
Ju kí wọ́n ti ẹ̀ lè bímọ lọ.
They were still faithful.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n sì tún jẹ́ olótìtọ́.
Yet they had no child.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ wọn kò ní ọmọ.
You see, what is this telling us?
Kí ni eléyìí sọ fún wa?
Even as we are Christians.
Bí a ti ẹ̀ ṣe jẹ́ Kristẹni.
Doing the will of God.
Tí a ń ṣe ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Trials can still come our way.
Àwọn ìdánwò lè wá sí ọ̀nà wa.
Trials can still come our way.
A ṣì lè bá àwọn ìdánwò pàdé.
I just pray.
Mo gbàdúrà.
That trials will not destroy us.
Ipe ìṣòro kò ní pa wa.
Trials will not destroy our lives.
Ìṣòro kò ní pa ayé wa run.
They were still childless.
Wọ́n sì tún jẹ́ aláìdánmọ síbẹ̀.
I have to pray for us again.
Mo láti tún gbàdúrà fún wa.
That trials will not take away our faith.
Ipe ìṣòro kò ní gba ìgbàgbọ́
wa. Despite the fact that they had no child.
Bó tilẹ̀ yẹ pé wọn ò ní ọmọ.
In their old age.
Ní ọjọ́ ogbó wọn.
The Bible testified that they were still faithful to God.
Bíbélì jẹ́rìí pé wọ́n sì tún jẹ́ olódodo.
They were still committed to God.
Wọ́n sì tún farajìn fún Ọlọ́run.
Brethren, such a person, such a family is positioned for the blessing of God.
Ara irú àwọn ìdílé báyìí wọ́n sì tún wà ní ipò fún ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
Such a person, a family is positioned for good news from God.
Irú ìdílé bẹ́ẹ̀ wọ́n sì wà ní ipò fún ìrere láti
ọ̀dọ̀
Ọlọ́run.
And so they had the good news.
Torí náà àwa gbọ́ ìròyìn rere
náà. They were positioned for kingdom blessing.
Àwa fi wọ́n sí ipò fún ìbùkún ti ìjọba
Ọlọ́run. And God Almighty gave them blessing.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè wá fún wọn ní ìbùkún.
Even in their old age.
Ní ọjọ́ ogbó wọn.
One of the Bible said they were stricken for age. In other words, very, very old.
Ibeli sọ fún wa pé wọ́n ti darúgbó.
And in their old age.
Ní ọjọ́ ogbó wọn.
God bless them.
Ọlọ́run bùkún wọn.
Let's look at another person.
Yẹ kí a tún wẹ lòmíràn.
Want to look at Joseph.
A fẹ́ wo Joseph.
Put your Bible to Matthew chapter 1.
Ìwé Matthew orí kìíní.
Matthew chapter 1.
Matthew orí kìíní.
And a senior we read verse 18.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún.
Thank you. Elidia, 19. 20, one of the junior choir. Thank you very much. This was a godly young man at that time. He was Mary's fiancé. He was a young man. Yet he was not troubled by youthful exuberance. He refused to disgrace somebody that is beloved of God. He refused to disgrace somebody favored by God. There are four qualities I see in Joseph as I look at his life. Number one, he was a man of principle. He had stern principle. He was not going to disgrace anybody. Yes, he might be disappointed that his fiancée was pregnant. But he was not ready to disgrace anybody. And he stood by that. He was a man of principle. Secondly, he was a sensitive person. Very sensitive. He was concerned for Mary. Instead of being concerned only for himself. If it happens to any of our young men here today, he will behave wonderfully. But not Joseph. He was sensitive. In the third place, he was responsive to God. Joseph was responsive to God. God spoke to him in a dream. God did not send an angel to him like to Mary or to Zachariah or to Manoah or to Abraham and his wife. God did not send an angel directly to him, but the angel appeared in a dream, and yet he responded. And number four, he was a man of self discipline. Himself and his fiancé had not known themselves. He was a man of self-discipline. His attitude and his disposition has positioned him for kingdom blessings. Young men have to learn from Joseph. The way he lived his life positioned him for the blessing of God. And God bless him. How much blessing can you have when God used him to parent the Son of God? He parented the Son of God. That's a wonderful blessing. Because he positioned himself to have that blessing. The third people we want to look at are the shepherds. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 2. Somebody will read verse 8. Luke 2:8. Thank you very much. They were employees. Some people employed them to look after their cattle. Yet they were faithful. On a cold night, they were faithful. They were there taking care of the sheep. They were the first people to hear the good news. The good news that is meant for everybody. They were the first people to hear it. Let's go to Luke chapter 2 again. Somebody will read verse 10. Verse 10. Unto them. This good tidings should be to all people.
Ìròyìn rere yìí gbọ́dọ̀ wà fún gbogbo
ènìyàn. But they were the first people to hear it.
Gbọ́ wọ́n jẹ́ ni àkọ́kọ́ láti gbọ́.
Verse 11, another person.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá.
That is the news.
Ìròyìn rere náà ni.
And they were the first people to hear that news.
Wọ́n wá jẹ́ ni àkọ́kọ́ láti gbọ́.
What was their work?
Kí ni iṣẹ́ wọn?
In those days,
they
were supplying lambs that were needed for sacrifices in the temple.
Wọ́n pèsè àwọn àgbò tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n nílò fún ìrúbọ nínú tẹ́ḿpìlì.
These sacrifices were to forgive the sins of people.
Àwọn ìrúbọ yóò wà fún ìdáríjì ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àwọn ènìyàn.
But God now gave them a bigger task.
Ọlọ́run wá fún wọn ní iṣẹ́ tí ó tún wá ga jù.
They were to go and greet the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world forever.
Wọ́n wá lọ kí ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn ti Ọlọ́run tí ó mú gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ayé lọ.
Luke chapter 2 verse 15, somebody
read. Luke orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún.
Praise the Lord. Let us now go over unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a lọ tààrà sí Bethlehem kí a lè rí ohun tí ó ṣe tí Olúwa fi hàn fún wa.
You see, they were well positioned.
Wọ́n wà ní ipò.
For the goodness of God.
Fún oore Ọlọ́run.
For good news.
Fún ìròyìn rere.
For kingdom blessing.
Fún ìbùkún ti ìjọba
Ọlọ́run. They were well positioned.
Wọ́n wà ní ipò tí
ó
yẹ.
They positioned themselves because of their faithfulness.
Wọ́n fi ra wọn sí ipò nítorí ìṣòdodo wọn.
There are some workers who position themselves.
Àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ kan wà tí wọ́n fi ara wọn sí ipò.
For God's blessing.
Fún àwọn ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
They work faithfully for their bosses.
Wọ́n ṣiṣẹ́ nítòótọ́ fún àwọn ọ̀gá wọn.
And so God will bless them.
Torí náà Ọlọ́run yóò bùkún
wọn. They will have their own businesses.
Wọ́n wà ní àwọn
òwò tiwọn. Because they have been faithful to their employers.
Nítorí wọ́n ti jẹ́ olótìtọ́ sí àwọn tí ó gbà wọ́n síṣẹ́.
They positioned themselves for kingdom blessing.
Wọ́n fi ra wọn sí ipò fún ìlú
ìjọba. These shepherds positioned themselves for good news.
Àwọn olùṣọ́ àgùntàn wọ̀nyí wọ́n fi ara wọn sí ipò fún
ìròyìn rere. They positioned themselves for kingdom blessing.
Wọ́n fi ra wọn sí ipò fún ìbùkún ti ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
God bless them with good news.
Ọlọ́run wá bùkún wọn pẹ̀lú ìròyìn rere.
He bless them with the blessing of his kingdom.
Ó wá fi ìbùkún ti ìjọba rẹ̀ ó fi dá wọn lọ́la.
Let's look at another group of people.
Ẹ yẹ kí a tún wo àwọn ènìyàn mìíràn.
Lazarus and his sisters.
Lázaro àti àwọn arábìnrin rẹ̀.
The family of Capernaum.
Ìdílé tí wà ní Capernaum.
They took care of Jesus regularly.
Wọ́n ṣe ìtọ́jú Jésù nígbà gbogbo.
As Jesus was going and coming.
Bí Jésù ṣe ń lọ tí ó ń bọ̀.
We never heard that Jesus had a flat somewhere.
A ò tiẹ̀ gbọ́ pé Jésù ò tiẹ̀ ní ilé kankan níbì kankan.
But Jesus found their home a happy place.
Ó wá rí ilé wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ibi tí ó lè máa gbé.
He found their home a haven of rest.
Ó wá rí ilé wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ibi ìsinmi.
He found their home a haven of peace.
Ó wá rí ilé wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ibi àlàáfíà.
You see, they positioned themselves for kingdom blessing.
Wọ́n fi ara wọn sí ipò fún.
4 days after his death.
Ọjọ́ mẹ́rin lẹ́yìn tí ó ti kú.
Jesus brought him back to life.
Jésù wá dá padà sáyé.
Let's look at John chapter 11.
Ìwé Jọ̀hánù orí kọkànlá.
Verses 43 and 44.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógójì.
Somebody will read 43 for us now.
Ìkẹtàlélógójì.
44, another person. Thank you very much.
Ẹ ṣe púpọ̀.
Jesus performed that miracle in that family.
Jésù ṣe iṣẹ́ ìyanu náà nínú ìdílé náà.
They took care of Jesus.
Wọ́n ṣe ìtọ́jú Jésù.
They knew he was not only a man of God.
Wọ́n mọ̀ pé kì í ṣe ènìyàn Ọlọ́run nìkan.
Not only a prophet of God.
Kì í ṣe wòlíì Ọlọ́run nìkan.
He was also the son of God.
Ó sì tún jẹ́ ọmọ
Ọlọ́run. They believed in him.
Wọ́n gbàgbọ́ nínú rẹ̀.
At the time when many people were dissenting.
Nígbà tí àwọn kan tẹ́ pé wọ́n.
When many people were refusing to believe.
Tí àwọn kan tẹ̀ ń kọ̀
láti gbàgbọ́. They believed in him.
Wọ́n gbàgbọ́.
Because they believed in him.
Nítorí pé wọ́n gbàgbọ́ nínú rẹ̀.
He found peace in their house.
Ó wá rí àlàáfíà ní ilé wọn.
I can imagine him coming into their home.
Kí àwọn òbí wọn pé ó wá sí ilé wọn.
And they saying, "We have made your bed."
Kí wọ́n wá sọ pé a ti ṣe ibùsùn rẹ.
And they giving him cold water.
Kí wọ́n wá fun ní omi tútù.
Giving him food.
Wọ́n fun ní oúnjẹ.
Like semo.
Bí semo tàbí bẹ́ẹ̀.
And making him happy and comfortable.
Kan wa je ki inu re ki o dun ki o si wa ni itura.
And Jesus, when he heard that their brother died, he wept.
Nigba ti Jesus gbo pe arakunrin won ku o so kun.
He loved them.
O feran won.
They positioned themselves for the goodness of God.
Won fi ara won si ipo fun ibukun te Olorun.
That's why I begin to wonder nowadays.
Bi o se ma n ya mi lenu ni
bayi. Some people don't even position themselves for the blessings of God.
Won ko ti e fi ara won si ipo fun ibukun te Olorun.
What you hear some people say is, what's my business with the church?
Nkan ti awon kan so ni pe ewo lo kan mi pelu ti ijo.
Shadu and Shamini o, pray I say amen and you go.
Shadu and Shamini ki si ma lo.
It's very unfortunate.
Eleise ni laanu pupo.
We must position ourselves for the goodness of God.
Agbodo fira wa si ipo fun ore Olorun.
We must position ourselves for the good news of heaven.
Agbodo fi ara wa si ipo fun iroyin rere ti Olorun.
We must position ourselves for kingdom blessing.
Agbodo fira wa si ipo fun awon ibukun ti ijoba Olorun.
There's another person.
Elomiran tun
wa. Angel Gabriel.
Angeli Gabriel.
Let somebody read Luke 1:19.
Luke ori kini.
Thank you very much. Gabriel, one of the angels that stand in the presence of God.
Gabriel, you can know our angel to duro niwaju Olorun.
He was always in the presence of God.
O ma wa niwaju Olorun nigba.
Always ready to be used of God.
O ma se tan lati je ki Olorun ki o.
The Bible tells us names of three who always stand before God.
Bíbélì sọ fún wa nípa àwọn mẹ́ta tó yẹ kó máa ń wà níwájú Ọlọ́run nígbà
gbogbo. We know of Gabriel.
A mọ̀ nípa Gabrieli.
We know of Michael.
A mọ̀ nípa Michael.
We know of Ariel.
A mọ̀ nípa Ariel.
But today we are talking about Gabriel.
Gan lónìí a sọ nípa
Gabriel. Gabriel said he was one of the angels that always stood, and I'm sure they are standing even today before the throne of God.
Òun wà lára ojú ọ̀kan lára àwọn tó yẹ kó máa ń dúró níwájú Ọlọ́run, ó sì dá mi lójú pé lónìí wọ́n sì tún wà níwájú Ọlọ́run.
Because they continually stand before the throne of God.
Torí pé wọ́n máa ń dúró níwájú ìtẹ́ Ọlọ́run nígbà gbogbo.
They positioned themselves to be sent with good news.
Wọ́n wá fi ara wọn sí ipò kí a lè rán wọn pẹ̀lú ìròyìn rere.
The prayer I always pray.
Àdúrà tí mo máa ń
gbà. Is that God, when you want to send somebody good news,
please
send
me.
But when you want to punish somebody, send another person. Amen.
Amen.
When God wants to bless somebody, may he send you. May he send you to that person. May he send you to somebody. But when God decides to destroy somebody, I pray he will never send us on that errand. Gabriel was always before the throne of God. And so he has positioned himself.
Nítorí náà ó ti fi ara rẹ̀ sí ipò.
Why Lucifer and others were rebelling against God.
Nígbà tí Lucifer àti àwọn yòókù tí wọ́n ṣọ̀tẹ̀ sí Ọlọ́run.
Even clean as heaven is.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀run tiẹ̀ ṣe mọ́ tó.
People still try to make coup.
Àwọn èèyàn wọ́n sì tún wá ń dìtẹ̀.
They try to overthrow God.
Wọ́n ti gbìyànjú láti ṣe Ọlọ́run.
Even while other angels were trying to overthrow God.
Nígbà tí àwọn angẹ́lì mìíràn ti gbìyànjú láti
ṣe Ọlọ́run. Gabriel stood before God.
Gabriel ó dúró níwájú Ọlọ́run.
He positioned himself.
Ó fi ara rẹ̀ sí ipò.
To be sent out with the good news of the kingdom.
Pé kí a máa rán òun pẹ̀lú ìròyìn rere ti ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
Finally, let's take the person that is really concerned.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a wá wo ẹni tó yẹ pé ọ̀rọ̀ náà kàn gan.
The main subject, Mary.
Orí ọ̀rọ̀ náà, Maria.
Let's look at Luke chapter 1 verse 27.
Luke orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
The Bible says she was a virgin.
Bíbélì sọ pé òun dé a ni.
Now verse 38, another person. 38. Thank you very much. She was a virgin.
Ó jẹ́ òun dé a.
And should that be a surprise?
Ǹjẹ́ ilé gbọ́dọ̀ yani lẹ́nu bí?
In those days.
Ní ọjọ́ wọn ni.
It should not be a surprise.
Èyí ò gbọ́dọ̀ yani lẹ́nu.
But it was a surprise.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó jẹ́ ìyàlẹ́nu.
Why?
Kí ni ó fà á?
Because she lived in Nazareth.
Torí pé ó ń gbé ní Nazareth.
Nazareth was notorious.
Nazareth ó jẹ́ ibi tó jẹ́ pé ó léwu.
You see, Nazareth had bad name.
Ó ní orúkọ tí kò dáa.
Because Gentile merchants were always going there and coming.
Nítorí àwọn oníṣòwò kèfèrí, wọ́n máa ń lọ síbẹ̀ láti ṣòwò.
Roman soldiers were going and coming.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun Rome wọ́n lọ síbẹ̀, wọ́n
sì padà. And these people had a lot of money.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí wọ́n wá ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ owó.
They were enticing young girls.
Wọ́n wá ń fi owó, wọ́n fi ń fa àwọn ọ̀dọ́mọbìnrin sọ́dọ̀.
That was why, you see, people had come to give that town a bad name.
Ìdí tí àwọn ènìyàn ti wá fi fún ìlú yìí ní orúkọ
burúkú. They thought in their mind that no girl there will be pure.
Wọ́n rò ní ọkàn wọn pé kò sí ọ̀dọ́mọbìnrin kankan tí ó lè jẹ́ mímọ́.
But if you look at John chapter 1 verse 46.
Mo ti a bá wo ìwé Jọ́hánù.
In John chapter 1 verse 46, what does it say? Somebody read. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Say, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Ohun rere kan a lè ti Nazareth jáde bí.
But glory be to God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ògo ni fún Ọlọ́run.
Something good came out of Nazareth.
Ohun rere ó jáde láti Nazareth wá.
Mary was poor.
Maria ó jẹ́ tálákà.
She was unknown.
Ó jẹ́ ẹni tí a ò mọ̀.
She was living with somebody.
Ó ń gbé pẹ̀lú ènìyàn.
Like a housemaid.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀.
She was living with somebody.
Ó ń gbé pẹ̀lú
ènìyàn. She was not a talkative.
Kò ṣe ẹni tó yẹ kó máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ púpọ̀.
As you read on, the Bible say, and Mary continued to think of this matter in her heart.
Bíbélì sọ fún wa pé Maria bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ro àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí nínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
She was not a rough talker.
Kò ṣe ẹni tó kàn máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ bó bá ṣe.
Somebody who opened his mouth and say ya, but no, she was not somebody like that.
Kò ṣe ẹni tó yẹ kó kàn máa ń ja ẹnu láti sọ̀rọ̀.
She was indeed a lady.
Ó jẹ́ ará ọ̀dọ́mọbìnrin.
She did not have hand in gossips.
Kò lọ́wọ́ nínú kí a máa sọ ọ̀rọ̀ ayé sọ.
You see, I was touched when a woman spoke to me sometimes.
Nígbà tí arábìnrin kan bá mi sọ̀rọ̀, eléyìí mú mi
lọ́kàn. Deliver Tobalende, this was a long time ago.
Eléyìí ti pẹ́ sẹ́yìn.
Deliver Tobalende.
Wọ́n gbé ní Ọbalende.
And she had a lady living with her.
Wọ́n wá ní àdọ́mọbìnrin kan tó ń gbé pẹ̀lú wọn.
This lady was single.
Arábìnrin ó jẹ́ àpọ́n.
Later, she knew her fiancé.
Nígbà tó wá yá, ó wá mọ àfẹ́sọ́nà rẹ̀.
And she welcomed the fiancé of the girl.
Ó wá kí àfẹ́sọ́nà yìí káàbọ̀.
But one day this girl said, I want to go and greet my parents. They were in Badagry.
Ní ọjọ́ kan, arábìnrin wa sọ pé òun fẹ́ lọ kí àwọn òbí òun.
And she left for Badagry.
Ó wá lọ sí Badagry.
Over the weekend.
Fún òpin ọ̀sẹ̀.
She came back on Monday to say, Ekulema.
Ó wá padà dé ní ọjọ́ ajé pé ẹ kú Lema.
And that was all.
Bí ó ṣe jẹ́ gan nìyí.
But it was later on that the elderly woman learned that this girl who went to Badagry went to do introduction.
Nígbà tó wáyá ni màmá tó ń gbé lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ wá mọ̀ pé ó lọ ṣe ètò mọ̀ mímọ́ ni.
And she did not tell her auntie, the sister of her father.
Kò wá ṣẹ̀ sọ fún arábìnrin bàbá rẹ̀.
That one did not know.
Ẹni yìí ò mọ̀ rárá.
She went just on her own.
Ó lọ
fún ara rẹ̀. From Ọbalende to Badagry.
Lọ láti Ọbalende sí Badagry.
For introduction.
Fún ètò mọ̀ mímọ́.
How can you do that?
Báwo ni o ṣe lè ṣe
lè. Somebody you live with.
Ẹni tó yẹ pé òun bá gbé.
Not having good the same mind with the people she was living with.
Tí ò wá ní ọkàn kan náà pẹ̀lú àwọn tó yẹ pé ó ń bá gbé.
It was painful to that lady.
Ó dun arábìnrin púpọ̀.
Very very painful to her.
Ó dun wọn púpọ̀.
Mary was poor.
Maria jẹ́ tálákà.
Mary was unknown.
Ó jẹ́ ẹni tí a kò mọ̀.
But thank God she was not a talkative.
Gbàdúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pé kì í ṣe ẹni tó kàn sọ̀rọ̀.
She was not a gossip.
Kò ń ṣe ẹni tó ń sọ̀rọ̀.
She had good family background.
Ó ní ó wá láti inú ìdílé tí ó dára.
She had good family relationship.
Ó ní ìbáṣepọ̀ ti ìdílé tí ó
dára. And she had good relationship with God Almighty.
Ó sì ní ìbáṣepọ̀ tí ó dára pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
So God used her mightily.
Ọlọ́run wá lò ó ní ọ̀nà àrà.
She received angelic visit.
Ó wá rí ìbẹ̀wò ti áńgẹ́lì gbà.
The greeting that was sent to her was great.
Ìkíni jẹ́ pé àti ẹ̀fìránsì ó jẹ́ èyí tó lágbára.
You are highly favored.
Ó jẹ́ ẹni tí ó yẹ pé ó bá ojú rere.
The Lord is with you.
Olúwa wà pẹ̀lú rẹ.
You are blessed among all women.
Ó jẹ́ alábùkù fún láàrin gbogbo obìnrin.
It was a wonderful greeting that was sent to this young, very young, unassuming lady.
Eléyìí jẹ́ iṣẹ́ àgbàyanu tó yẹ pé a rán sí ọ̀dọ́ ọmọbìnrin yìí.
She had total surrender to God.
Look
at verse 38. Mary said, "Behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." She was totally surrendered. She said, "Let the will of God be done in my life." And she knew one thing. God will always do good things to his own. She offered herself willingly, despite the risk that was involved. She seemed to be saying at that time, "Lord, I am willing and ready to do the will of God." Even though she knew it was risky among the Jews for a virgin or a fancy to be found with pregnancy, they could stone her to death. They already called her family. They already called her father. The only reason why they will not stone her to death is if her father was ready to marry her. If her father wants to save her, he will now tell the elders of the town, "She's pregnant. You may not know how she got pregnant, but I will marry her." And then they will leave her alone. Mary knew the risk she was running. She knew what could happen to her. But she said to God, "I am willing and ready for the use of God." It was a dangerous thing. But it is more dangerous for us to begin to find excuses when God wants to use us. Mary did not find excuse. She surrendered herself. But many of us will be finding excuses. Mary was willing. She accepted. She submitted. She gave herself totally. And the Lord used her. Look at Mary. She did not laugh like Sarah. When Sarah was told she was going to have a child, what did she do? She laughed. She did not panic like Manoah. Manoah panicked when he was told of his coming son. She did not doubt like Zacharias. Zacharias doubted. But Mary believed. She submitted herself. She was well positioned for good news. She positioned herself for kingdom blessing. And she got it. Up till today, Mary is blessed among women, especially among the Catholics. She continued to be blessed among women. She had mind agreement with God. I've said it over and over again. If you are praying together with somebody, somebody is praying for you, and you have a different mindset against that person, you get the opposite of that prayer. Not the prayer itself. But if you are praying with someone is praying with you, you must have a straight mindset with that person and with God. Mary had a straight mindset.
Maria, only okan,
and the Lord bless her.
Olorun si wa bu kun re.
These people we have mentioned today, they were human beings. They had their own weaknesses, but they positioned themselves for good news and for kingdom blessing. Zacharias,
Zachariah,
Mary,
Maria,
Joseph, they lived good lives. And God blessed them. The shepherds were faithful at their work. And they received kingdom blessing. Lazarus and sisters were hospitable. And the Lord blessed them. They all had relationship with God. They have relationship with God. They had relationship with man. And they received the blessings of God. God found them ready for good news. He found them ready for kingdom blessings. And he gave it to them. I call upon you today. Please position yourself. Make yourself ready for good news. Position yourself. Make yourself ready for kingdom blessings. Let's write these take homes down. Take your paper and your pen. We have some take homes here. Number one, those who fear God position themselves for the blessings of his kingdom. Those who fear God position themselves for the blessings of his kingdom. Number two, being hospitable also positions us for God's goodness and kingdom blessings. Being hospitable also positions us for God's goodness and kingdom blessings. Number three, willingness to be used of God positions us for kingdom blessings. Willingness to be used of God positions us for kingdom blessings. Number
four.
Now I want you to pray that God will help you so that you may be positioned for the use of God. Pray that God will use you to be positioned for the use of God. We are talking about good news and kingdom blessings. Are you praying for a particular good news? A particular kingdom blessing? Is that your prayer? I want you to come forward as we put it before God together. If you have a particular good news you are expecting, you have a kingdom blessing you have been praying for, I want you to come forward. Let us talk together to God. Let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Almighty God, the voice that sent good news to Mary, the one that blessed Mary with kingdom blessing, your children are before you. They have a good news they are expecting. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will receive it. You will receive good news. By the grace of God, you will receive good news. You will receive kingdom blessing.
Amen.
You will receive good news.
Amen.
You will receive kingdom blessing.
Amen.
You will receive good news.
Amen.
You will receive kingdom blessing.
Amen.
You will not be disappointed.
Amen.
By the grace of God, you will not be disappointed.
Amen.
By the grace of God, you will not be disappointed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Mo gbadura fun yin, ireti yin o ni jasasan.
Ko ni jasofo. Ireti iroyin ayo te ni te nreti pe iroyin ayo kan ko kan yin loruko Jesu yo wa. Iroyin ayo yo yale yin. Iroyin ayo yo wa sodo yin. Ibukun Olorun yo wa fun yin. Ibukun ijoba Olorun yo je ti yin. Iroyin ayo yo ya ile yin. E ni ri ijakule. Oju oni ti e ni ri ijakule. Ani oju oni ti e ni ri ijakule. Oju oni ti iroyin ayo yo ya ile yin. Iroyin ayo yo ya ile yin. Iroyin ayo yo ya ile yin. Ogo ni fun Olorun loke orun. Loruko Jesu Christi Oluwa wa.